The Eddie B. Sit Edition, an audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf nun tet, amen. We are starting from the Mishnah Ahuzat Hadam. Ahuzat Hadam is the animal has a lot of blood in its body, therefore causing it to become sick. An excessive amount of blood. And the Mefarshim explained that it causes the animal to choke. The Me'ushenet. Me'ushenet is, let's say, smoke. Smoke inhalation went into the body. The Metsunenet got sick because of the cold. The She'achla hirdufni. It ate a poison that causes, that's poisonous for animals, but not poisonous for humans. The She'achla tzu'ata negolini. Ate the excrement of chickens. Or sheshatat my mara'in, bed waters, waters that were revealed, left overnight, uncovered. Maybe there's a poisonous snake inside of them, the venom. In all these cases over here, kishera, can eat it, and you can even even a human being can eat it, even though it swallowed poison, because that poison is only poisonous for animals, not poisonous for humans. So there's no problem of the human eating this. This animal, achlas sabam mavet, but if let's say it ate something that's poisonous to humans, or shikisha nahash was bitten by a poisonous snake, muteret mishum terefa. Well, it doesn't make it a terefa, the poison. However, asura mishum sekran nefashot. But the humans not going to be able to eat the animal because sekran nefashot, because of the danger factor of it. Amar Shmuel hilaita hiltit. If let's say you fed it, hiltit is a very sharp spice. Very sharp herbs. Give you the name of the hatit there? Yeah. No.
French
pain. Yeah, it's very, very sharp. Anyway, give us a terefa. Why? My time. The menakevalu lemayana. For sure, it's going to make a hole into the bnei me'ayim, into the innards of the animal. Mativ, Rav Shizbi, we have a question from a braita. Ahozat adam, excessive blood. Roshenet, smoking inhalation. And she'achla hardufni, or ate this poison. She'achla tzotan guni with the excrement of the chickens. Veshatat ma'amaramu by the waters. Hil'aita, or yeferet ti'a. It's a type of bitter herb. We'll see what it is exactly in the Gemara. Hiltit, or yeferet is hiltit, or purpurin pepper. Or, yeah, pepper. Achla sabamavid, or poison. Keshera. This case is kishay kisha nahash. It got bitten by a snake. Or she got bitten by a crazy dog. Kelim shote. Snake has a disease or rabies or something like that. Muteret mishum terefa. It's permissible in all these cases from the terefa. Asura mishum sekanat nefashot. But you cannot eat it because of the fact that it'll be sekanat nefashot for the human being. Kasha chaltit achaltit, which means you just told me Shmuel that if it gave hantit, it's terefa. And now you're telling me, no, it's not a terefa. Actually, you're telling me it's keshera. It's just that you shouldn't eat it. It's keshera. So make up your mind. Is it keshera or is it terefa? Not only that, kasha asamamavet, asamamavet. Which means, the asamamavet, the poison also is soter. Which means, the bride does matit to eat meat that had the asamamavet. Amishna said, asum mishum sakana. So I have to answer these two questions. The one says haltit, haltit, lakasha. No question on the haltit front. Kan be'alin. One is talking about where you're eating the leaves of the haltit that are not so sharp. That's the word. And if they do not break the b'nei me'ayim, that's what was talking about. That it's okay. That was the bright that I was talking about. However, kan Shmuel said it was a terefa bekeratin. That was talking about the actual hantid itself, the seeds themselves, the actual well, how to explain kenatin, the pieces themselves, the pieces of the chatit themselves. Samamavet, samamavet akashan. There's no question against the poison. Because again, one poison it said you can eat it. One poison it said you can't eat it. Gemara says hadi da hadi adam. It all depends. If it's poisonous only to the animal, then you can eat it. Because it's not going to affect the man. But if it's poisonous to the human, then it's going to affect the man. Then if you cannot eat it, so if there's no stira, then that as well. Samamavet debehema. The Gemara doesn't understand. Samamavet. That's something poisonous only to the animal. Hainu hardufni. That's hardufni. And hardufni was listed already. That's one of the cases in the Braita that says v'sha'atle hardufni. Why do you have to tell me samamavet and hardufni? That's the poison. It's called hardufni. Gemara says tregavne samamavet. There's two types of samamavet. Which means, the Gemara's question, the depth of the question is, since Erdufni is samamavet for animals, so must be the other word samamavet must be talking about samamavet of humans. And therefore, if that's talking about samamavet of humans, how is it letting me eat it? The Gemara says, there's two types of samamavet. There's Erdufni, and there's another type that's just called samamavet. That's what it's called. It's generic. It's called samamavet. There's Erdufni, and there's a samamavet. Both will affect the animal, but not going to affect humans. What make the animal terefa? Therefore, human beings will be able to consume the animal. My ti'a. One of the things that said in the Braita, if the animal eats ti'a, Amar Rav Yehuda, ikara debrita. That is the root of a herb called the akunitun. Okay. What does it do? It's from the... it looks like a hat, the herb. And it is very, very... sharp. Okay, now the Gemara is going to give some recipes. Amar Yehuda, Haiman dachat latat tikleh chaltit. If you drink three tikleh, tikleh is a measurement of chaltit, alibayre can on an empty stomach, no good. Mishtelach mashke. A person will get so overheated that his flesh will start to shed. Amar Babu, b'didi ava'avdez, it happened to me. V'achli had tikleh chaltita. I ate one measurement of chaltit, and if I didn't go jump in the water, sit in cold water, my skin would have shedded. If you fulfilled on myself the pasuk in Kohelet, wisdom gives life to the one that owns it, which means he used his brain. He saw he was getting hot, he wanted to save himself, so he went into the water in order to cool himself down. Amar Rav Yosef, someone that eats 16 eggs. And then he eats 4 egozim, nuts, walnuts. The shav butita the perche, and 7 seeds of the tzlaf tree, of the caper bush. The shatir biatad dufsha, and then he drinks a bi'it of honey with it. Betkufat tamuz, in the summer. Alibare kan on an empty stomach, no good. Mitakar talyad delibe. The veins of the heart will come apart. It'll dislocate his heart. It'll... Yeah, danger. The strings of his heart will come apart. Okay. It was the story of a young svi, deer, that came to the house of Reshkeluta. The back legs were cut. It was slaughtered already, but the back legs were cut. But Avraham checked it, but Tzomet HaGidin, like we checked the Tzomet HaGidin, you have the picture of Tzomet HaGidin, knows the veins on the bottom of the leg, and he said they were intact. So he said, it's kosher. Savala mechal mineh b'umsa. So he wanted to eat it b'umsa. Umsa says, take the meat and roast it lightly, and eat it. So it says, Amal Shmuel, lo hayish mor l'nikure. Doesn't the master have to suspect that maybe the svi got bitten by a poisonous snake? And that's why they cut the legs off, because they didn't want to spread. And as a result, sakana nefeshot, could be this poison in the body. Maybe there's a reason why they amputated. Maybe it was an amputation of the legs over here. Amale maitekata. So how are we supposed to know if that happened? So it says nutbe betanura. Let's put it in the oven. Hang it in the oven. The iu badik nefshe, and it'll check itself. Like we'll see. Utve, they put it in the oven. All of a sudden, nafal. They started to see the meat started to shed, and therefore they realized that this meat was problematic. So Shmuel said about Rav, Lo yu'nil tzaddik kol aved. God will not let a stumbling block come to the tzaddik. Meaning God saved you. Kari Rav ale de Shmuel. Rav said to Shmuel, Kol raz la anis lach. All the secrets are not hidden from you. This is a great Gemara to show us the humility of the Hachamim. Here Shmuel made a stunning prediction that the animal might be poisoned. And it was right, it was proven right. And instead of saying, you see, I told you so, Shmuel's reaction is, wow, look at Tzaddik Rav is. Hashem loves you so much that he wouldn't let a... He deflects all the kavod and he gives it to Rav. And Rav comes back and says, no, what do you give me the credit for? Call Rav, no, Arislach. All the secrets in the world are not hidden to you, which means you called, it wasn't my call, the tzaddikim, they don't want to take kavod for themselves. We go to the next Mishnah. Simane behema behayan emru mina Torah. The signs of kosher animals. Behema is a domesticated animal, haya is undomesticated. All those signs of kosher animals are written in the parasha. They're written in two parashiyot. Parashat Shemini and a parasha called Parashat Re'eh. And v'simanei, and what are the signs? Split hooves and chewing its cut. V'simanei ha'olf lo ne'emru. But the signs of kosher birds are not written. They're only listed in the Torah, the names of birds that are kosher and not kosher. But they're not listed as the signs that we should know for our own how could you judge it? But the rabbis came along and said, siman, to know which is off tamim, which is off tahor. Kol off adores. Any animal that, a bird, that stands on the ground and lifts with its claws when it eats. It lifts it off the ground like this and eats it with its hands. That's called a dores. That's the way some of the mefarshim explain. That's the way that she explains it. Others explain dores that ofot teref. Where they eat other birds when they're still alive. Where they eat other, food things when they're still alive. They don't wait till it dies. That's called a dores. And some say dores, it kills with its claws. Well, the different three interpretations. How it eats, what it eats, and how it attacks. That's called dores. Tameh. For sure that's tameh. Kol sheyesh lo etzpa yetera. Extra finger. I'll show you all these. Zephik is the the gizzard. The kurkebenon niklaf, and its gizzard is able. No, sorry. Zephik is a crop, and kurkebenon niklaf is its gizzard is able to be sheds. It's very, very soft flesh. That's the one. Okay, here's the bird. We got everything here. Zephik, that's the crop. It's like a stomach. Kurkeban, that's the gizzard over here, also like a stomach, and you see the extra toe or extra finger on its legs. See that? That's the way that she learns. Etzba yetera. See the picture over there? Now the Ramban holds it's actually not an extra one, but it's longer. That's what it means. One of its fingers is longer than the other. You better see men like that. They know. You see an extra toe like that? Then you know it's kishira. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok omer, kol ofa cholek et raglav tameh. Any bird that separates its legs when you put it on a pole, separates its legs, so then it's tameh. You have the picture of the parrot over here. See how the parrot when sitting on the tree, it separates its legs and claws the two on one side and two on the other side. See how it grabs it. So they knew that this sign over here is a siman of off tamer. Okay, now we go on to grasshoppers. Ubahagavim kol sheyesh lo arba raglayim v'arba knafayim v'karsulim uknafav chofim et rubo. Okay, the picture says 1,000 words over here. Four raglayim. See these feet over here? There's 2 feet in the front, and then there's also feet that come out of the side of it on both sides. So you have 4 legs. Then you have karsulayim. Karsulayim are going to be, has like back legs. The back of the animal is also like legs that it has. That's karsulayim. Also, that's two long legs. And then you have knafayim, those are wings, wings on both sides, and the wings cover most of the body of the grasshopper. It's like you see the picture. You know what it says? Mishnah says, "Rabbi Yosi Omer, usmo hagav." It's got to be also called the hagav. It's not enough to have the simanim. It's got to be called hagav. That name it has to have. Ubedagim, you know, where a fish, kosher fish is what? Kosher yesh to stapir bekaskeset. Fins and scales. Okay, now, according to this Shitan Mishnah, even one fin, even one scale. The Bible Omer, shne kaskasim. Because since it says kaskeset, he learns that kaskeset is a plural language, therefore you need at least two scales, usnapin echad, and one fin. Ve'eluen kaskasim, what is kaskasim? Hakivu'im bo, that are attached to the animal, like discs. We know, they're called scales. Ustapirim ha'poreach b'em, the fins, that's how he swims with. Ha'poreach, I mean, it says he flies, but that's how he moves. His movement is with the fins. Okay, Gemara. Teru Rabbanan, elu hen simanei behema. These are the signs of a kosher animal. V'chol behema mefreset parsa, split hoofs, and ma'aveh gerah, chewing its cut. Kol behema, rule. Kol behema shema'alat gerah. Any animal that chews its cud, בידוע שאין לה שיניים למעלה ותאורה. Then for sure you know that it's not going to have upper teeth in the front. Exactly. If you look over here, for example, in the picture, you'll see the horse that does not chew its cud has uppercase teeth in the front of its mouth, whereas the para does chew its cud. And you look at the front of his mouth, the uppercase, you do not have teeth. That is a telltale sign of a kosher animal. They don't have teeth on the top. I want to see just a better picture of that. With another book. Okay, look at this here. This is just an example of the giraffe, which we talked about. There it's see the coordination to its cousin. See the upper one? No teeth over there. No teeth in the, you'll see in a camel, the Gemara has some teeth. The Gemara is going to discuss those right now. Now the Gemara says, Uchlalahu, you're telling me that that's a rule? Vare gamal, de male girahu, ve enno shinayim le maala, and it doesn't have teeth above vetameh. Oh, so the rule doesn't apply. Gamal niveite, it does have, like you saw in the picture, it has little teeth. Not a whole full set, but it's like little points, small teeth that are coming out. How is it called? Nive? Pointy. Canines. Okay, it's a type of tooth. Sharp little tooth to come out. Ve'are ben gamal, dinive na milite. The son of a camel, baby camel, has no teeth on top, and it chews its cud. Oh, and we know it's not kosher. So Yabra says, Vitu, not only that, furthermore, Hare Shafan, the hyrax, Anevit, the rabbit, the Maligirahin, they chew their cud, Vyeshlem Shinaim, the Malot Me'im. And indeed, they have teeth. And we still know that they are Tame. It's two questions. Number one, the camel, the baby camel. Baby camel has no teeth on top, and is Maligirah, and is not Taor. And number two, that all these animals, the shafan, the nevet, the ma'ale gera, and they have shinayim, the ma'ala, and they are teme'im. And you said if it's ma'ale gera, it's not going to have teeth on the top. Ve'od, shinayim ikitibi be'oraita. Number three, the Torah doesn't talk about teeth. The Torah says ma'ale gera. Where are you coming along now and making, giving us this new code of if it has teeth or not? Teeth is not the issue. The issue is ma'ale gera. Ela hachikama. So say it like this. Kol bema she'en nashinaim lema'ala. V'yadu ha'shi ma'alat gera mafreset parsa utora. Which means any animal that en nashinaim lema'ala does not have teeth above. V'yadu ha. For sure you know that it's ma'ale gera and it's going to be mafreset parsa. If you want to mitaher an animal on this siman, you could mitahir it just by looking. There's no shinaim le'mala, and you don't have to wait to see if it's going to be ma'ale gera. Which means, so long as you see it doesn't have teeth above, you know for sure it's ma'ane gera. So long as you see that it has hooves. Which means, for whatever reason you're not going to be able to wait. It takes time for it to do. So the Gemara is saying, if it doesn't have teeth on top, you could know for sure it's a ma'ane gera. And it'll be kosher if it has split offs. So the Gemara says, wait, the libdok b'fersoteah. Why don't you just check if it has penasot, which means if it's mafrisit parsa, pasurish kasher, because we have a rule that anything that's mafris parsa is ma'ane gera besides the hazir. So the Gemara says, what do you need this sign? Just check its feet. If you check its feet and you see its split offs, you know every split of animal is chewing its cut automatically, except the pig. So as long as you know where the pig is, you know it's not a pig, just look at the split offs. What do you have to tell me aside for the ma'ale gera? So the Gemara says, you're going to you prestute hatuchot. Let's say the legs are cut off, so you can't see if it's parsa. So therefore the Gemara, and you don't want to wait around to see if it's ma'ale gera. The legs are cut off, so that sign is off there. We're changing that now. Ella, haki kamal. We have a new statement. Kol beema she'en la shinaim lemala, it's ma'ale gera. Which is true. Any animal that doesn't have teeth on top is ma'ale gera. That's fact. The shafan, the anevid, the ma'ale gera, b'yeshtaim shinaim lemala. Okay, that can happen also. Which we're not saying exclusively, but for sure, if it doesn't have teeth, having teeth, you have some that do, some that don't. No teeth, for sure, it's ma'ale gera. What do I got to know that for? I'll tell you why you know that for. If an animal comes to you, and you can't check the feet. Because if you can check the feet, and you see split hooves, automatically you know it chews its cut, besides the pig. You can't check the feet because the feet are cut. So we have a new way now. Just look at the top mouth. Look at the top gums over there. No teeth over there. You know it's ma'ale gera. Eat the animal. So the Gemara says, like a story. Look to that chazda. Amar chazda, yeah, ma'alech b'midbar. This guy was walking in the midbar. Umatza behema sheparsoteh hatuchot. That's the story. You saw an animal, its legs were cut. Bodeg befiha. You check its mouth. Im en nashinayim lemala. If it doesn't have uppercase teeth, biyadua shehi teora. You know she's teora. Vim na biyadua shehi temeah. Right. Because then you know it's not ma'ale gera. Or, if it has teeth, right, ubedad shiyakir gamal. So long as you know what a camel is. Because, as long as you know what a camel is, because that's the exception for a baby camel. The Gemara says, well, the Gemara's next line, gamal nive itle. What do you mean? A camel, it has teeth, it has those little teeth. So the Gemara says, ela ubedad shiyakir ben gamal. So you'll know a ben gamal, because a ben gamal is a tricky one. Ben gamal chews its cud and doesn't have teeth on top, and it's not kosher. So if you see this thing with cut legs, you're not going to have to check the legs. And therefore, you know, I got the rule. Check the mouth. No teeth on top, must chew its cud. That rule will help you in the midbar, so long as you know what a baby camel looks like.
Baby camel's coming.
Sure.
But isn't it going to get teeth when it gets older?
Right now, it does not have teeth cuts. So you're going to wait 10 years?
But right now, it's tame, and later it'll be...
Wait a minute, it's camel. It's a tame. Born tame.
Anyway.
The teeth don't make it tame. It's a son of a camel. I got a child of a camel be kashir. No, you're not fine. Listen, the teeth doesn't make it kosher. The ma'ale gera makes it kosher. So again, we come out of the room that if you see no teeth on top, it's ma'ale gera. So what do I got to know that for? I'll tell you why I know that for. You're in the desert, an animal comes up to you. You check, right away, you go split hooves. You can't check the hooves. The hooves are cut. Okay, now I'm stuck now. I got to wait for ma'ale gera. Who knows when the last time the animal? I gotta wait 2 hours? No, check the mouth. You see no teeth on top? You know it's a ma'ale gera. You know it's a ma'ale gera. Oh, so maybe it's the son of a camel. As long as you know what a son of a camel looks like, baby camel looks like, and it's not that, you're okay. Oh, maybe it's not kosher animal, can't be. Because if it's chewing its cud, for sure it has split hooves. The only animal that has split hooves and doesn't chew its cud is a pig. So therefore, that's that as well. So that's a way to. She's the genius over here. Is the rabbis were giving you other simanim, and then others. They're giving you rules here. They're codifying it now with teeth and the next one. Gemara says, "Lav amart ika ben gamal Ikanami mina harina de mila ben gamal. Gemara says, once you tell me there's ben gamal, maybe there's another animal like the ben gamal. You quoted me a ben gamal that doesn't have teeth on top, chews its cud, but it's no good. It's not kosher. Maybe there's another animal out there like that. Well, there's only one ben gamal. Oh, that's the only one. Maybe there's another animal out there that doesn't have uppercase teeth, that chews its cud, and is no good. So therefore, maybe you have to have a whole list of animals that you better know. So Gemara says, unbelievable. Lost al kadatak. The Tani Beri Bishma'in. But the Gamal, Torah says, Ki ma'ale gira'u. The Gamal, the Torah says, is ma'ale gira'. But it does not have split hooves. You shalit be'olamo, the master of the universe, Yodeya she'en lecha davar ma'ale gira'a v'tameh ela gamal. The Torah list is the only animal besides the shafan and the, and it was one of the animals that what? That we know it chews its cud, but it's not kosher. Nefichak parat po akatuv hu. That's what says kibali gera hu. It's an amazing thing, which means there's no other animal that you're going to find besides the gamal that chews its cud and does not have split hooves. So therefore, you don't have to worry about another species that might be out there. Borei Olam made all the animals. He's got the list. So therefore, he's telling you, these are the only ones. So therefore, it's proven. You go to the Midbar, find an animal. Legs are cut. You want to ask the Rabbi, can I eat this animal? Well, do you know if it's Ma'alei Gera? I didn't stick around to see if it's Ma'alei Gera. Very simple. You know what a camel looks like? Yes. Good. Go to that animal, open its mouth. If you don't see any teeth on top, slaughter it immediately. And eat it, you have no problem. But Rabbi, maybe there's another animal out there in the world that's ma'ale gera, that's not that does not have split hooves. Nothing. Torah says these are the four, and these are the three, whatever it is, and therefore it's okay.
I thought
it's the
lips
are cut off. No, the hooves, not the leg, not the. Okay, next item. The Amar Rav Chazda, Hayam Alech Baderech. Guy was walking on the road. The mouth is disfigured. So now you cannot check the ma'ale gera. Because the mouth is ukhra. But you want to bestow it out now. Without waiting. Check its feet. Im parasotea sudukot v'la split hooves. B'yadu shite ora. Im la b'yadu shite ma'ale. We'll not check it hazir. So long as you know what a pig looks like, there's only one animal in the world that has split hooves that does not chew its cud. So therefore, if you process of elimination, you know it's not a pig, and you see that it has split hooves, it's kasher automatically. So Gemara says, "Lav amarti kahazir, ikaname mina aharin adami al hazir." Just like you tell me there's a hazir, maybe there's something else that's like a hazir. So Gemara says, "Lo salka datach, detana deber bishma'el." Beta hazir ki mafris parsahu shalid be'olamo yodaya she'en echa davar shemafris parsa. Which means the Torah is amazing. Torah says that there's only one animal in the world called the Hazir. That animal has split hooves but does not chew its cud. So therefore, because it's Kimafis Parsa, who? Only that animal. So therefore, Gemara says if you're in the field and you see an animal, but you cannot see if it's Ma'ale Gera because its mouth is all disfigured. You want to know Hakam is a kasher or not? Just check the feet. If you see the feet is split, eat it. But you didn't see if it chews its cud. Doesn't matter. Every animal that has split hooves chews its cud. The Gemara says, except the pig. The Gemara says, maybe there's another animal out there. There's no other animal out there. It's the only animal. Shalid bi'olamo. As I said many times, if you want to disprove our Torah, go find just one animal that has split hooves that doesn't chew its cud, besides the pig. We'll take the Torah, we'll put it in Giriza. But they haven't found that animal yet. The Gemara is still standing true. Amar Rav Chazda, look at the next line. Hayamalech b'midbar. Guy was going in the midbar. Umatza b'mashepia gamum. The mouth is disfigured, so you can't tell if it's ma'alei gera. Ufarsuteh hatuchot. And its hoofs are cut, so you can't see if it's split hooves. And now how are you going to tell if it's kosher or not? Bodeg b'psara. You check its flesh. Im me'alech sheti va'ayriv. You look at the flesh, exactly. You look at the veins that are running underneath the flesh, like, you see them running crisscross. They're running like in a crisscross fashion. Bi'yadu ashi te'ora. Ve'imra bi'yadu ashi te'me'ah. U'bezvad shi'yakir arod. So long as you know what a wild donkey is, because a wild donkey also has crisscross, but and it's not kosher. So as long as you can eliminate that it's not a wild donkey, if you see on a certain part of its body that the flesh crisscrosses over it, it's kosher. The Gemara says, "Lav amarti ka'arod." Well, now you're telling me that the wild donkey has this trait. Maybe there's another animal that also has this trait. The Gemara says, "Gemini." They have a tradition. There's no other animal. The only non-kosher animal that has the crisscrossing on the flesh is the arud. Plus, eliminate that one. You don't know if it has amazing thing. You don't know if it has squirrels. You don't know if it chews its cud. You just look at a certain part of the animal's flesh and it looks like a certain way, it's kashir. Where do you check? You check under the tail. Under the tail of the animal, there's a little area over there. Let me see if I have a picture of that. Did he give you Timune Hol? See if Timune Hol gives you a picture of that. They would give you a picture of the crisscrossing of the animal. Yeah, does not give me a picture of that. Continue. One more piece. But I continue. Don't have a picture of the Timuni Hol? Okay, Simane Haya. Now, the Gemara says these are the Simanim of the Haya. Tanu Rabbanan. The following simanim make a haya. Haya is undomesticated animal. Animals that run wild in the fields. So what does it mean, simane haya? Haya bichlal beema in the simanim. We said that the haya and the beema have the same simanim. Split hooves and chewing its cud. You don't need to give me special simanim for the haya. Haya is like the beema. So what does Amar say? Ah, le'atir halba. Okay, we have to go through this piece. We know that chedev of a behema is asur, but chedev of a haya is mutar. The Torah says chedev is the fat. The fat of a behema, like a cow, asura, you have to cut it out. But a haya, like a deer, chedev haya is mutar. So big nafkamina. So now the Gemara wants to know like this. I know kosher science. I know kosher. You don't have to cut off the chedev of a deer. Of haya, chedev haya mutar min haTorah. Chedev chaya, chedev behema, asur min haTorah. Sur karet, the worst is sur. Now, I know what kosher is. Split hooves, chewing his cud. But how do I know what's a behema, what's a chaya? I know it's kosher, but I have to know now to classify it in the behema or the chaya to know if the chedev is kasher or not. That's what I want to know now. The Gemara is going to give me a way to tell if it's a behema or a chaya. Not if it's kosher. Kosher, I know what's kosher. Split and things. The Gemara says, Latir alba, Vahi kama. This is the siman that it's a haya Torah, and therefore the chedev will be mutar. Kol sheyesh to karnayim, if it has horns, v'talafayim, and it has talafayim, which means horns will show me that it's not a behema, because the behema doesn't have horns. So as long as you see horns, now you know it's a haya. That puts it in the haya category. And if I see that it has split hooves, which is tenafayim, then I know already it's got to be kashir. Because we have the rule over there that if it has split hooves, automatically it's got to chew its cuds besides a pig. So therefore, those are the two signs that I look. Which means, the Gemara is going to be two different signs. Horns, that puts it in the haya category. Doesn't tell me it's kosher, but yet. Now I know it's not a behemah. Once I see the tenafayim, the hooves, oh, now I know it's kashir. Understand how you check it? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Dosa Omer, Yesh la karnayim, I ata sarich la'azor al telafayim. He says, Bechatush. Horns, that's it. You don't got to check horns. He holds that only the hayot tehorot have horns. And therefore, so long as you just check horns, even if you can't check the feet, you're okay.
Horns is kosher.
Horns is kosher. The chedev, it's a chayat teorah. That's a siman of a chayat teorah, horns. Which means, you know it's not an animal. An animal does not have horns. You know it's a chayat, maybe it's a chayat teme'ah. That's all just thing. If it has horns, it's a chayat that's permissible. That the chedev is going to be permissible. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Dosa Omer again, Yesh la kanayim, I atas zirik la'olot telafayim. That's siman muvhak for chayat teorah. Yesh la telafayim, but if it has split hooves, sarich atal azura kanai. You have to go see to make sure that it has split hooves. Which means split hooves alone, without horns, is not a siman for hayat tehora. Fine. The kerish, maybe they call it a unicorn. That's an animal that has one horn. Afa pishe eno ela keren ahat, even though it only has one horn, helbo muta. Okay, that's what I ask. Ukhla lahu, you give me a rule over here. Vare is, take a goat. De yesh lo kanaim utlafayim, it has horns, and has split hooves, ve helbo asur. And the Torah calls the ez a behema, and the chelev is asur. So there's your rule out the window. You just told me a rule. He said, don't worry, horns and split up, it's definitely hayat Torah, according to the Tanakama. What do you mean? The ez has horns. Who wants the horns? There's the ez. There's the goat. Has the horns. So what do you mean? And has split ups. And still it's asur, the chelev. Chelev ez is asur.
Chelev only.
Chelev ez. So therefore you see the behema. Again, we're not trying to discuss kosher or not kosher. We're discussing category. Is it haya or behema? So you gave me the rule. Very simple. Check horns, check split hooves. You're in the haya category and you're okay. What do you mean? Ez has horns, has split hooves, and it's a behema. So the Gemara says, oh, kiruchot ba'inan. Now we're getting into the hilchot horns. Kiruchot ba'inan. Which means it has to be, they're made me'en kilipa al kilipa. How does he say it in English? Layered. It's like horn and another layer on top of it, like discs. Okay? So the Gemara says, oh, so and the Ez doesn't have that. So now we're learning a new thing. It's got to be a horn that's kiruchot, that has like these, it's like discs made out of it. It looks like it has discs. You don't have a picture of it. So the Gemara says, oh yeah, that's a rule. That is sure. Take the ox. The kiruchot. It has these discs like on the horns. The halbo asur, and we know the ox is an animal. So kiruchot is not the only item. Ah, harukot ba'inan. You also need harukot. Harukot means it has ridges. It's not smooth, it has ridges inside. The shor, it's smooth. Although it's made like discs, but it's smooth. So the Gemara says, ah, that is, go back to the goat. The harukot, the halbo asur. You see, the goat has harukot, has these ridges, and you still tell me it is asur. Mefutzalot, but here's another item. Mefutzalot. What is mefutzalot? That they have to come out like this, to separate from each other. Not, you see, the by the goat, they're next to each other. By other animals, like a deer and things like that, a gazelle, they separate from each other. So the Gemara says, mefutzalot. Ah, mefutzalot, but it's me. What about a deer? The end mefutzalot, behind what muta? A deer, the horns are, here's the deer. The horns are next to each other, not like the deers that we have. And she points out, this is a, okay, no, could be. This deer over here, you see the horns are next to each other. So the Gemara says, haduk, hadurot ba'inan. That's to be rounded. And the horn of a deer, as you see over here, is round. But she'enken over here, it's wide. So now we have rules. Too many rules to know if the... No. The Gemara is going to give you a simple way to tell it. The Gemara is going to say, therefore, once you got all these items over here, our only challenge is the deer that has some of the simanim. Deer is okay. We're really worried about the ez. The ez is the goat. The goat and the ox, which they have some of the simanim. So the Gemara gives the rule like this. Hilkach. Echad de mifsela, which means when you see an animal that its horns separate from each other, lo dina velo dayana. You don't need any judge. You don't need any judgment. It's definitely a haya kishera. Why? Because every haya that has separate like this is for sure. Okay, that's for sure the best siman possible. You don't have nothing to just for sure. It's a hayat Torah, and the chelev is mutar because there's no behema that its horns are separate. So if, so long as you see separate and you see it as split hooves, or according to the second rabbi, horns alone is enough to prove that it's a haya, you're okay. Separate. Echad delo mifsela, where the horns are next to each other, ba'inan kiruchot, hadukot, v'harukot. Then you need all the other simanim.
Then you need kiruchot, meaning like the discs. Hadurot has to be, hadurot?
Layered.
And then we said harukot has to have the ridges, and harukot has to be rounded. Why? Because if not, could be it's an ox, or could be it's a goat that have these type of horns, and if it's going to be a sur. But if the kiruchot, harukot and the hadukot, you do not have to worry about from the goat family or the ox family. Bihu, temibla, herkayu. So long as the ridges are next to each other. They're next to each other and they go into each other. So therefore, basically, the best siman that stands alone is split. Because there's no other animal that has that. But once you don't see split, then already you could fall into the ox family or you could fall into the goat family. You have a problem. So therefore, what do? You look for the other three simanim, and then you are okay. And that was exactly the sefek of the special goat that came from a place called Karkoz, that it had all the simanim. It had the three simanim that we need over here. It was round, and they had the ridges and all that. The only problem is they called it a goat. So they had a sefek. It has the right simanim, but it's called a goat. So the Gemara said, what happened? Ha'u izak karkoz. The Hava Beresh Keduta was in the Resh Keduta. The leader had this goat. The Akur Melot Sarad the Tarbamina. They cut fat from it. A basket of fat from the animal. They wanted to know if you can eat it or not. Ravahai Asar. Ravahai says Asur. It's called a goat. Goat is Asur. Rashamuel Bered Rabbi Abu Achal Mine. Rashamuel, he ate from it. Kare Anavshe. And he said, Mipiri Pi Ish Tizba Bitno. Which means, I heard from my rabbis that it's mutar. So my reward that I listen to my rabbis when they speak halakha, my reward is when I get to eat the meat, because I remember them saying this halakha. Shalhu mitam. So they sent from Eretz Yisrael. They wonder, who's the halakha like? Hilcheta kibatid Shmuel bered Rabbi Abahu. They said, the halakha is like Rabbi Shmuel. That really, the meat of such a goat is permissible. However, they also said from Eretz Yisrael, Hizaru b'Rabbeinu Ahai. Be careful with the respect of the other rabbi. Rabbeinu Ahai, that was the rabbi that was forbidding it. Why? Because Shemeir Einegulahu, he enlightens the exile. She's a big Tamir Acham. Don't mistreat him. Even though he said it's Asur, and I'm telling you that Alachaz Mutar, but in the place where he says Asur, do not go against him. Which means, because he is the big rabbi of the exile, he's Meir, I know. Halachas Shemuel. Follow the lenient rule, but follow Rav Ahaz when in his place, because he is really the Meir and Hagola. So therefore, it's permissible. Now, just to point out, this Izah had only two out of the three. It had Hadurot and Harukot. Let's get to Hadurot. Hadurot, we said, Kiruchot, we said, is like discs. And Hadurot, we said, is rounded. You see, all these have round. See, these are round, round ones. They're all round, round circular.
That one on the end.
Yeah, round. They're circular. But it didn't say that you need the third siman. The third siman we said was kiruchot. So the Mefashim point out over here, en sarik kiruchot. What was kiruchot? Kiruchot was. Kiruchot was the siman layered. Yeah, layered. So kiruchot you don't need. You just need rounded, like the we said, and the other siman you had, what was over here was. Basically, they say you only had two out of the three simanim. Nefsa'e fushel maskarat gemara is this karkuz. לפי זה אין צריך כירוכות, אלא רק חדורות וחרוכות. Okay, you need two out of the three. Anyway, that's the siman of the kosher חלב. Okay, ברוך הבא, נעולה.